Hi, everyone. Welcome to Living a Five-Star Life. Subscribe, like, share, do what you got to do so you never miss out on one of our future episodes.
This podcast and our mission is to be the positive in your day. On top of that, we are determined to help you live your best life.
I'm Tim Ellis.
And I'm Paul Napoli. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode.
What?
All right, so we're going to get this podcast started. Jesus.
We've only been talking for half an hour.
Half an hour. It was a quick one today. Because we want to get right into this podcast. I don't know where the hell you went.
I'm right here.
Oh, welcome.
All right. Five.
Ready?
Four, three, two, one. Get it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to our podcast. We're so glad that you're here. Tim is hanging out in his basement.
This is where I live, actually. I'm not allowed anywhere else in the house. Go to the basement. Just me and the dogs.
I like it.
I love my basement. My basement is badass, dude. We have, looks like Tully's down here. Like,
yeah,
TV's on the wall. It's fun. It's
not even a man cave. You can't even call it that. It is like Tully's.
It's like Tully's. You know, we got our snack bar. We have our refrigerator. It's awesome.
Is this
we
on
got,
the podcast? Are we podcast?
I might be. We're podcast. We're recording.
We're starting.
When I was building this basement, I was building it for Nathan, but it was everything I envisioned I would want as a 14-year-old kid in a basement.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, we need like every single TV is mounted on the wall. We have Ethernet plugs so you can just plug your game system in and go.
Boom.
So, yeah, man, it was a fun project. I enjoyed doing that project. And
it's great.
It's not perfect. I did it. And I had some help from some friends. And we got it done. But I love it. We got it done right before COVID hit, which was
perfect.
Who would have planned that, right?
I watched the Bills playoffs. Was it last year or the year before?
Last year. That was like our grand opening of the basement.
Yeah.
Pre-COVID years.
Just as the talk was really getting started.
Yeah. There's pre-COVID years. And now I feel like it's going to be after COVID years. Like 2020 is the year. And then things are going to be much different, I think, moving forward.
Absolutely.
But we'll adapt just like we're humans, man. We adapt to everything. Yeah.
We adapt to that craziness.
We adapt to everything.
It's good to see things getting back to normal for sure.
It's good to see you. It's good to see you.
It's good to see you too. Are you ready? How are we doing this? How are we starting? What's the plan?
I think the plan is I'm going to start by asking you a question.
Let's do it. Last time you asked me what my favorite room in my house was. Horrible.
Here's your question.
What's up?
Can you think of a time when you were really in the right place at the right time? I already 100%. Know the answer to this. I know 100%. The answer to this.
Before I answer, I want everybody listening to think of the same thing because I want you to have fun with this just like Tim and I do. So you think of the same thing for yourself, not for me.
I'll read it again.
And think of it.
I'll read it again for everybody. Okay. Can you think of a time when you were really in the right place at the right time?
So I have my answer and I will not waver. I will not change it. I want you to tell me what you think my answer is.
It was the day you saw your wife working at Wegmans.
100%. It is absolutely right place, right time. Wow. Luckiest man on the freaking planet. I'll tell you right now. Yes.
Nailed Let's take that scenario out because we all know that.
No, I don't know.
No, I want. Think of is there a second one? Do you have a second right place, right time?
Right place, right time. I mean, we could get deep with it and just say straight up living this life. I'm at the right place at the right time, but
I agree.
You don't want that. I could sit here stumbling over my words for the next 10 minutes. Really the one that just is as soon as you say it, boom, easy question. Walking, it was Mother's Day, walking outside of Wegmans, gorgeous blonde standing there, showed her my confidence and bam, here we are 20 years later.
Beautiful family. It's awesome. Oh.
Good stuff. All right. Do you want to answer that question or are you going
to answer that question? Clearly when I met my wife was the same. It wasn't, ours was a little different. So it really wasn't the right place, right time. We kind of knew mutual friends. So I can't use that example, but one night I was sitting at the firehouse about 11:30 at night and our tones hit for a reported structure fire. I was the only one at the firehouse, and I was a chief at the time. So got in the car, drove down Main Street. It was reported mm-hmm. apartment building on fire. Got to the apartment pretty quick, like pretty fast from the fire station. It was only, less than a half mile down the road.
Oh, wow.
Get there, and there's fire blowing out of the apartment on the second floor. Kind of, if you can picture fire blowing out a window and kind of penetrating into the floor above.
Yep.
And I was confronted with a police officer who pointed up to a window and said, there's a man right above the fire. He's trapped. And you got to get to him. You got to get to him. The police don't have the apparatus we have to breathe and stuff.
Right.
So I had to make a decision to either wait or put my stuff on and go after the gentleman that was up in the window. So I made a decision, being in the right place, right time, with the right equipment. Oh, yeah. Entered the building, went up, found him unconscious by the time I got to him. Got a little lost, got a little turned around, had to call Mayday. It was a big deal.
Oh, wow.
And, the engine company showed up. The officer of the engine company met me in the apartment, and the two of us proceeded to continue to drag him out to the top floor. You know, and then we had more people coming in at this point, carrying him down the stairs out onto the ambulance. Male's completely unconscious. I thought he was gone, and you know, kind of went home that night and got notified the next morning that he was in the hyperbaric chamber. He was conscious. All the medical staff really came right together. So I guess that would be a right place.
I'm not sure you get any more right place, right time than that. I actually heard that story about you before you knew I knew that story. I didn't know all the details like you just told me. That is incredible. I'm not surprised at all that you have saved multiple people out of burning buildings. You are Superman, and I freaking love it. Wow. Right place, right time. No doubt about it. Like, incredible.
Incredible. Jeez. Everybody that came together that night was just incredible. It was just everything came together the way it should have. Scary moments throughout it, but we pushed through it, and it was a success, man. I got to meet the gentleman later on in life, and it was kind of neat. They gave an award out, and I met him during the award ceremony, but it was kind of like, you know, everything was scheduled and whatever.
Formal.
So 2 years later, I think it was, I was at the Liverpool Library checking out a book, and I noticed a gentleman in front of me that looked very familiar, and I was trying to figure out, how do I know this guy? He turned around, and I saw his face. And I realized, wow, that's him. And he looked at me, and I looked at him, and I said, Mr. And he said, oh my gosh, how are you? And we had a moment in the library where it was just kind of cool, right? He thanked me.
Kind of cool. That's like a whole nother right place, right time story.
Exactly. Like, so
two with the same guy.
Right place, right time, same guy. Isn't that crazy?
So awesome. So awesome.
Crazy.
So, it doesn't get more awesome than that.
Yeah.
Just that exciting.
Good. Right crazy. Place, right time. So again, think about that in your life. Can you think of a time where you were in the right place at the right time? I guarantee you have some. Guarantee it.
Oh, if you actually take some time and think about it, and there's you'll find it. There's definitely moments like that. All right, man, let's get the, you ready to get this party started?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. So, what are we talking about this week?
Listen, it's springtime, man. It is we're in March. It's 65 degrees here right now.
The weather is banging right
Everything's
now.
Everything's changing. Everything's changing. And I love it. I love when spring comes in. But what we all seem to do in the spring is we do spring cleaning. So I want you to think about, what are you doing in your life? Forget the house and forget the, you know, things you want to clean up or whatever, but I want you to think about your life and what are you doing that contributes to the clutter and the mess that may be in your life? And we all have them. You're fooling yourself if you don't think you have clutter or messy things in your life. You're just, we all have them.
You're fooling yourself like I do when I look at my closet and I'm like, oh, it's clean. And you know, for a fact, there's tons of stuff in there you could get rid of. Tons of it.
So when we talk about spring cleaning, I think this week's topic is awesome. We're talking about spring cleaning and what are we going to do with our personal life, our mental wellness, our health, maybe it's weight, whatever. It's time to spring clean. It's time to spring clean our life. And that's what we're talking about.
So we'll give you guys basically this entire podcast. We're going to give you just a bunch of different pointers. We'll try to get at least five the five takeaways at least from this that you, if you take action on these, just like everything else that we do, if you take action on these, this is going to help you live a better life, which we mentioned at the beginning of this podcast. That is our goal. Our goal of this today is to be the positive in your life. But our overall mission with this is to help you live your best life. So it starts one day at a time, one episode at a time. But one of the first things we want you to think about, and everybody's different, right? Everybody does things differently. But this is a good pointer for spring cleaning, mental health wise, is start journaling, right? Journaling about anything, journaling about your fears, your worries. You could journal about what makes you upset. And on the flip side, you can journal about all the good things in your life. You could journal about what you're doing, what the positive things are, what your goals are, what you're trying to accomplish in life, you know?
Journaling is something that I always struggle with. I don't know about you, Paul. And here's I struggle.
I'm not great at it.
And the reason I'm not great at it, and maybe this will help everybody else, is when I sit down with pen and paper, I never know where to start.
Right.
But what I've recently realized, just start anywhere. The first thing that comes to your mind, put it on paper.
Right.
If there's something that's been bothering you, something that's been deeply bothering you, write it out. You know, I got 50 years of life. There's a lot of things I can journal on.
Right.
But when I'm talking about spring cleaning, what has happened in the last 12 months?
Right.
That maybe I need to focus my energy in on, think about it, talk about it with journaling, basically having a conversation with myself by writing it down, and then get rid of it. Get rid of what I need to. Get it off my mind. Get it out of my brain, right in between our ears.
Right.
Clear that clutter. Just clear it out. Put it on paper. Your thoughts, put it on paper.
That's it. So I do one thing I'm good at, pen to paper. Like, I'm good at to-do lists. I'm good at writing my goals and that stuff. Journaling specifically, I'm not great at, just like we talked about. But what I am good at is I'm pretty in tune with my feelings, my emotions. I'm pretty conscious of things going on around me. And what I do is I text myself. I know it's super weird, and I know my wife thinks I'm crazy, but I'll text myself, literally, not in my notes. Like, I text message myself, Paul, 315-572, and then the rest of my phone number. And, I kind of like get things out. I'll get thoughts out, and good things I'm going through, or things that, obstacles that are in my way. And I kind of type it out that way. But that's me, because I like that. I like texting and I like typing. Like, I'll throw my stuff up on Facebook every now and again, I would consider that almost a form of journaling.
Absolutely. And if it works for you, perfect.
Right. Exactly. Everybody's going to have their own way of doing it. Next thing for your mental spring cleaning is dropping a bad habit. So figure out an area of your life that is impacting your mental health, right? It could be anything. And we often talk about diet, exercise, nutrition, things like that, but it could be anything. And figure out at least one, start with one bad habit. And, everybody's are going to be different. Maybe you need to get out and work out more, right? And you're like, I keep putting it off. Well, maybe that's your bad habit. Or like me, my bad habit, one of the few bad habits that I have is snacking at night, right? And I went 30 days without snacking at night. Since then, I've done a lot better without bad snacking, I should say. Since then, I've done a lot better, but I definitely am back into it more than I was the 30 days I was doing really well at it. So for me, that would be a bad habit and it's all for me like that. That's a mental game. Like, I can tell myself not to do it. I did it for 30 days. I would have my celery. I would have my apples instead of my M&M cookies and my Rice Krispie treats. So you need to figure out, what is that bad habit? And start to chip away at it and start to get rid of it. You might have tons of them, but at least find one and start there and do your best to eliminate that. Talk about spring cleaning. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. Eliminating your bad habits.
Yeah. And write your bad habits out. Right. And when, connecting this to step one, the journaling, if you know you have bad habits, write them out. Write them out. Therefore, they're right there in front of you, and you can start working on them or remind yourself. So you use the text message. You text yeah. message yourself. I like to use the reminders in my phone, and I've shown you that. Like,
oh, yeah.
you know, remind yourself every morning at 5 a.m. Get up, get going, get working, get to the gym, whatever it is. If you have bad habits, add them to your reminders. Don't do this today.
Yeah, you're whatever great it is. At that. You are great at right? that.
And that way they're constantly being, it's a constant reminder. That's why I like using the reminders. Like, you can set up a reminder, and if you don't put a date and a time to it, it's every day, every yeah. morning at 5 a.m. Here it is. Here's your reminder. And when you're done, if you break that habit and you don't need to even be reminded of it anymore, delete it. It's gone.
Right.
It's
right.
off your phone. Work on I the next it. One or whatever. So no, good stuff.
I love it for sure.
Good stuff, cheap.
Good stuff. Dude, what store is that? Good stuff, cheap. Come on.
Good stuff. Good is stuff, that the cheap. Ollie's?
Good job. Nailed it.
Thanks, man.
You got another coffee mug real quick. For those of you that can't see us, what
That's
just
water.
Happened?
This oh. is water.
All right.
This is coffee.
Coffee, water. Where's the vodka?
That's after 6 p.m. But before 8,
but before 8 p.m.
Per the doctor.
So
third listen, I'll give that advice to everybody right now. We're going to have a little time out in the podcast. My doctor is the best. And I can't put his name out there because, you know, we're not allowed to, whatever.
Thing, right? I don't know.
It's the thing. But he said, I was telling him I was having issues sleeping through the night. And he said, oh, you probably have sleep apnea. And it's caused by having a little bit of alcohol after 8 p.m. So I said, okay, so no alcohol after 8 p.m. He said, no, start at 4.
I mean,
thanks, Doc.
Write
like
that
down. Start at 4, so not after 8.
Oh, man, too funny. Too funny.
And anyway, back to the podcast.
We're not even charging extra for that medical session we just had with you guys. Point number three, takeaway number three, and for me, I'm really good at this in a lot of aspects in my life. And then there's literally one part of my life that I have for years now not been good at with this. And I realize the negative feelings that it causes for me. But takeaway number three, let go of past drama, right? Mm. So I feel like for me, and I know, you know, we talk about everything we do, we talk about our own experiences. I feel like I do a really good job of that with the majority of things in my life. I get past things really, really quickly, but I'm definitely not perfect. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have one specific thing in my life that for 6 years now I've let it, I don't think about it every day. I other than when I'm paying my bills, I rarely think about it, but I would still let it like fester a little bit and have, you know, some hate almost, and letting things like that go, holding on to it does nothing for me. It does nothing for me. It doesn't change anything. It doesn't help me live a better life. Right. It actually does the exact opposite. Now, we know everything is not butterflies and unicorns, but you have so much control over those thoughts and those emotions that you just need to be conscious of when you're going down that wrong path, what for drama sure. you're holding on to, you know?
Oh, for sure. Forgive and forget. Like, it's right. that simple. Like, okay, it's in the past. Nothing today, nothing tomorrow, nothing is going to change what has already happened. Why am I still letting that just, you know, boil my blood? And there's nothing that's ever going to change it other than forgive and forget it. It is what right. it is. Nothing's going to change.
The way we are as humans, man, like, and we've mentioned this so many times, like, it doesn't come with an owner's manual. Like, we got to go through things to experience it and to learn. You know, funny story. I don't know why I was thinking about this the other day as I was in bed starting to fall asleep. I don't know where this came from. But, and this doesn't have much to do with this podcast, but it just hit me again because we're talking about living and learning and having to almost fail or go through those dramas or those experiences to be better, you know, a better person and better prepared. And that's how we learn.
Sure.
Do you know how I learned the difference between your YOUR and your YOURE? I'm going to tell you how I learned that. It was super embarrassing. I Never paid attention to it, right? And I'm going to be blunt, never cared. Never cared that there's 400 different ways to say there. Never cared that there's multiple yours or anything like that. Just it never bothered me. I really didn't care. We start five star, open up five star. And I make a birthday invitation for our first ever birthday party. A little kid named PJ. I don't even think he was a student. But yeah. Either way, go to make the birthday party invitation. And I put you're invited. Y-O-U-R. You're invited. Right. Dad brings it back like the next day. He's like, oh, hey, you guys put the wrong your on this. So that was super, super embarrassing moment for me. It was in that moment where I was like, okay, dude, you need to get on this type of thing. And it was at that time where I really made a conscious effort to understand the 800 different theirs and the different yours and so on and so on and so on. And ironically, now it's a pet peeve of mine, right. Which maybe that just comes with age because I'm getting old. But my point is these are things, right? Like I'm putting this out there to all of you and you can laugh at me and judge me, do your thing. But I'm putting this out there to you because we have to experience things no matter what it is. That's how we learn best. So whatever drama you went through, you have to just let it go. You have to be able to get through it and take that as an experience in your life and learn from it, right?
That's it. Always learn. Every day is a learning day, man. Every
100%.
Day.
So, you know, we're not big fans of when we do these podcasts like lists, right? But we're giving you guys a little bit of a list today of things that can help you with this mental health spring cleaning. Mm-hmm. And if you do all of these, I'm telling you right now,
yeah,
you are going to be starting this spring with so much more clarity and positivity in your life that it is worth this. It is worth listening to this and just attacking it. The next thing we're going to tell you is something that you get your pen and paper or however you make your to-do list or your text you or your phone, whatever you do. And I want you to write this down. You need to tackle projects that you've been putting off. I think we all have them. I know I have them.
Mm-hmm.
Tackle projects that you've been putting off. How good of a feeling, and I'm asking you, Tim, how good of a feeling is it, right? You got this project, you've been putting it off, whatever. You finally get it done. When it's complete, how do you feel? Dead serious. If you don't have any emotions attached to it, you could tell me I'm crazy, and that's okay. How do you feel when you finish a project that you've been putting off?
I feel amazing when I finish a project that I've been putting off because you get to the end. You get that achievement. Does that make sense? Like you achieve
Absolutely.
A project. Like right now I'm in the middle of a gigantic, doesn't seem gigantic. It's very small, but it seems like it's taken me forever. And I'm going through every document I've ever saved in my life, it seems.
Oh, goodness.
And I'm shredding, right? I'm
Good
spending hours at a time shredding like documents from our previous home that we owned and all these things.
Oh, yeah.
What am I doing? So I've already started to declutter and I've been taking this project on and it's taken me much longer than I originally, I'm like, oh, it'll take me a couple hours or whatever, man. It's taken me days. You come across things and then you read and you go, I remember that. But back to your point, figure out something that you've been putting off and do it. Like another
Attack
project,
it.
Right? Attack it. There's so many projects.
But this one, build positive relationships.
Mm.
You know, we've mentioned multiple times with what we do at Five Star. We are so fortunate to have that positivity in our life and have those positive people in our lives. You know, but seek those types of people out. Seek out the people who you want to be with, you want to be like, and people who make you happy. You know, one of my loves of doing this podcast, other than the mission of it, which of course is the drive, is that we get to chill for, you know, at least once a week for a couple hours and we get to have these conversations, have fun. Like it makes me happy hanging out with you. So people need to find people to build. It could be anybody. Like if you're an introvert and you don't want to go out and find people, think of people like whatever, your kids, build stronger relationships with your kids, with your spouse. You know, I could go on a tangent time with your spouse and kids and stuff forever, but find that positivity in your life. It's mm-hmm. super, super important.
Love it.
Is that all you got for that one? Like, did you, like, were you?
I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure if you're going to just start going down the list and adding more and more and more.
No, nobody wants to just listen to me talk.
Listen, when it comes to building strong relationships and hanging out with people that make you feel good about yourself. And that's what it is. You know, if you're around people that are just constantly putting you down, constantly being negative about anything that you believe in or things that you're doing in your life, then you're hanging out with the wrong person, man, because it's just, it's like getting beaten down with a bat over and over again. I mean, enough's enough. You have to just realize that, you know what, this relationship isn't serving me well.
Right.
And because it's not serving me well, I don't know if I'm serving others well. And that's what it comes down to, right? If, you know, Paul, I love hanging out with you every week too, doing these podcasts. Right. A lot of people make fun of us. They're like, oh, the bromance podcast.
They're jelly. They're
right? But, you know, we have these conversations. We talk about, it's positive, and I love it. I love every minute of it. Putting yourself around people, you want people that are going to lift you up, not knock you down.
I love it. Keep going. I'm sorry.
No. I'm good. That's it. I think I just kind of said the same thing over and over again in three different ways. Right. But
so another thing that you have to think about when it comes to building positive relationships, think about the type of friend that you are. It's so easy for all of us, especially this day and age, man. I swear to people are looking for a battle, right? Mm-hmm. You go on social media, you have to walk on eggshells because mm-hmm. it doesn't matter what your opinion is. Somebody is out there just begging you to put it out there so they can slam you for it, right? So think about the friend that you are, because are you that type of person who is talking about other people? Who is, when you get with one friend, you guys all chit-chat about the other friend and things like that. Think about that, because if you're doing that with them, and dude, it's so easy. I got sucked in so many times to that. And I've had this conversation on the podcast, how I got out of a group of friends because I realized, oh no, like I'm that person, you know, I'm part of that. If you're talking with somebody about somebody else, guess what? That person you're having that conversation with, when they go with the other people, they're talking about you. So do yourself a favor, do your friends a favor. If you find yourself being that person, like be conscious of it. Like when I recognized it on myself, I was like, whoa, like this isn't the person I want to be. It's so easy, man. Like it's so easy to get sucked into that.
Think about what you're about to say before you say it. Think about how you're going to act or what your actions are before you do it. I mean, this is basic things we probably learned as kids, and our parents probably told us this. Well, here we are as adults, and we haven't taken that advice very well. You're conscious about what you're about to say and how it's going to come across, because you know before you say it if it's going to be negative or if it's going to be positive. You know it. But if you're
conscious of
it. Would
you say it with that person right there? Would you have this conversation
exactly.
if the person you're talking about was sitting with you?
Right. So, exactly.
You know, there's a lot to it. There's a lot to that. So this is all about our mental health spring cleaning, right? These are just tips, just pointers to just live a more positive life. And it starts now. So we're going to break this down into two podcasts. So we're coming close to the end of this one here. We'll do a quick recap. I'll throw a couple things out there. Tim, you throw a couple things out there, and then we'll resume this next week. So quick recap of some of the bullet points. Start journaling any way you want to do that. However it works for you. Drop a bad habit, at least one, get rid of it, drop one bad habit, and then let go of past drama. So obviously, plain and simple, any drama you have, get rid of it. Four, tackle the projects that you've been putting off. Just make it happen, Tim. Fix the hole in your ceiling. And five, build positive relationships and be that positive relationship for somebody else.
Perfect. That's it, man. I love it. Those are great bullet points. No, man, it's spring cleaning time. Clear the clutter, find happiness. I think that's what it's all about. And we're not talking about your home. We're talking about mentally, spiritually, you know, health-wise, anything that's going to help you live a better life. From here till whenever, right? Things are going to come and go in your lives. Things are going to come and go. You have to clear the clutter. You can't just keep piling it in, piling it in, piling it in, piling it in. You have to clear it out. So spring cleaning time, man. Time to do that. Find the happiness.
So we're going to end this podcast the way we... So we're going to end this podcast the way... way we end every podcast. And we're going to remind you that you have one chance here on this earth to live every day to the fullest. Live today like it could be your last day here. And quite frankly, just enjoy life.
That's what we got for you guys this week. Remember, next week will be part two of this episode. Have a great week and clear the clutter, man. Find happiness. Live well.